In Wisconsin, between 10 and 11,000 babies are born each year to moms who smoke. An existing program to help them quit, called First Breath, is getting $2.7 million in federal money over the next 4 years. The funds will be used to try and keep pregnant smokers off tobacco beyond the birth of their baby. The Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation runs First Breath. Lisette Khalil is the foundation's development director.
This is really cutting edge. There aren't a lot of good answers out there about how to help. When women have quit during pregnancy, up to 80% go back to smoking by 1 year postpartum.
Khalil says health educators will go into homes on a monthly basis. They'll counsel pregnant smokers in 5 counties, Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, Rock, and Dane. Moms who smoke have a higher chance of having a low birth weight baby with health problems. If they're on Medicaid, the cost of the program goes up.
The average cost of a stay in a NICU or special care nursery is about $200,000 for a very low birth weight infant, and that's just for one infant over 1 year.
Although there's an emphasis on getting pregnant smokers to stop, Wisconsin will also use the federal money it's getting for the general Medicaid population. The Department of Health Services says beginning in January, more than 8,000 adults will be offered free smoking cessation counseling through the statewide quit line. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.